Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Fifth hour of radio I'm starting right now because I filled in for Jimmy Fallon today, which, of course, you will hear at 7 on Fox Across America. Tomorrow, I'll be back, same thing. And at 6 o'clock today, my buddy Tom Aislabie is going to take over because I'm at the point now where I can do 6 hours, but 7 hours breaks me. So that'll be at 6 o'clock. But he's great. He's terrific, and you'll enjoy him for an hour. I got a bunch of stuff to get into before the president speaks, and hopefully I can get into all of this. So the media word of the day, fake news media word of the day, is ambush. Remember I've told you for a long time how the media, they get their points, their talking points, what they have to say, because the media, they're not journalists, they're broadcasters, they're people that have corporate masters, and they all have to go out there and say the same thing. Well, they're not concerned, they're not looking to investigate genocide in South Africa, just like they weren't looking to investigate the idea that COVID came from a lab. They just told us it was debunked, and they had no reason to know it was debunked because they didn't do any investigation, but they just said it was debunked, so it was debunked, just like yesterday. When you heard the CBS News report and they said the false claims or the debunked claims or whatever they said about the South African genocide, same like the COVID lab leak, you know, there's no investigation. They just push propaganda. That's what these people do. And they do it all the time and they get paid a lot of money to do it. And they all sound exactly like friggin' parrots, all parroting to do the bidding of their masters at ABC, Disney, China, and CBS and NBC and et cetera, et cetera. Cut 24.
To the dramatic scene in the Oval Office today, the tense confrontation, President Trump ambushing the president of South Africa.
Up next, another Oval Office meltdown, President Trump ambushing the president of South Africa.
President Trump is being accused of conducting something of a diplomatic ambush of South Africa's president in the Oval Office.
To be with you, I'm Katie Turr. President Trump orchestrated another Oval Office ambush today.
Today, Donald Trump meeting with the president of South Africa and attempting to ambush and humiliate that leader.
Zelensky territory, where essentially he was a bit ambushed inside the Oval Office.
Felt like an ambush in there. Kind of like the President Zelensky meeting in the Oval Office.
This was an ambush. It was orchestrated.
Cyril Ramaphosa brought his best diplomatic self to this meeting, but nothing could have prepared him for this multimedia ambush.
What started as, to some degree, an ambush.
Well, Katie, I mean, it was an ambush.
Ambush.
Ambushed. Ambush.
An ambush.
Ambushing.
Ambushed. Ambushed inside the Oval Office.
Ambush. That was from Western Lensman on Twitter who put that together. Well done. The president is starting to speak, and we're going to jump into that as soon as he's done with the introductions, because that could go on for a couple minutes or two. But I just, you know, this point about this is exactly everything I've been telling you about the media and what they do. Should we jump in now, Matt? What do you think?
He's still doing intros. We can go to it if you want. Let me play
the jackass, when the king becomes the jester. This is the governor of New Jersey, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, who put out this video, and he's a clown. He's such a clown. He's an embarrassment and a doofus, and he's got the hair, the rug that's stapled to his head, the friggin' snaggle teeth everywhere, and these dopey red glasses he's wearing. I don't even understand this, but here is the embarrassment to New Jersey and everything. This guy has ruined the state, and he's a clown. Take a listen.
Hey, New Jersey, did you know Beyonce is performing at MetLife Stadium? No, it's not deja vu. The Queen Bee herself will actually be coming to New Jersey. In honor of her two performances this weekend, I have officially proclaimed Beyonce the Queen Bee of the Garden State. Queen Bee, New Jersey would have a problem if you didn't perform at MetLife for your Renaissance tour. Your New Jersey beehive will always be crazy in love with you. We are all heated to know we will be living cozy in your presence this weekend. XO, Governor Phil Murphy.
I don't even have words. You know, luckily the president is speaking, or I would have to break out the trumpets, and we may have to do that before the show's over today. All right, let's take a listen to the president. Go ahead.
Getting worse. Just a few decades ago, 1 in 10,000 children had autism. Today, it's 1 in 31. Last time I heard the number is 1 in 34, right? Now it's 1 in 31. There's something wrong, and we will not stop until we defeat the chronic disease epidemic in America. We're going to get it done. For the first time ever, this report examines some of the root causes that many believe are making our children sicker and our population sicker, I guess. It just doesn't stop with the children. It's our population also. Such as the ultra-processed foods, over-medicalization and over-prescription, and widespread exposure to potentially toxic chemicals. Unlike other administrations, we will not be silenced or intimidated by the corporate lobbyists or special interests. And I want this group to do what they have to do. We have to spell it out. In some cases, it won't be nice or won't be pretty, but we have to do it. When you hear 10,000, it was 1 in 10,000, and now it's 1 in 31 for autism, I think that's just a terrible thing. It has to be something on the outside. It has to be artificially induced. It has to be. And we'll not allow our public health system to be captured by the very industries it's supposed to oversee. So we're demanding the answers. The public is demanding the answers, and that's why we're here. Already, we're phasing out 8 of the most common artificial food dyes. And we ended the most serious conflicts of interest at the FDA. We had a lot of conflicts over there. Earlier this week, we approved a SNAP waiver request from Nebraska so they can stop taxpayer dollars from being used to make our children obese. I understand requests from 3 more states will be approved shortly, and more are expected to come in the following weeks. Over the next 80 days, the Commission will build on its work in this report to develop a roadmap to bold and transformative public health reforms for our consideration. It's a consideration, and we'll lay out the facts. Let me say congratulations to the entire MAHA movement. This movement has become very hot. People are really, I tell you, they're going crazy over MAHA. Right? And I look forward to continuing the historic progress. And I will say this, this whole group, this whole table, they're very, you know, I use a word that's, because it's a beautiful word, actually. The Democrats took it and they used it instead of the word liberal. They used the word progressive. And normally I'd say you're very progressive, meaning you're far. They're not progressive. You are progressive. They shouldn't be allowed to use that word. And I'm, and so therefore I'm not going to use it to describe you, but you are far forward thinkers. You're amazing thinkers, and we appreciate having you. It's just tremendous talent around this table, the most respected people anywhere in the world, actually. And you know, I've been a fan of Bobby for years. He came up to see me 13, 14, 15 years ago, I remember, and he left. And I made a couple of the statements that he made because I agreed with the same thing, and we both went through hell. Do you remember that? It was a massive, but you know what? We turned out to be right. It was sort of interesting. But I've been a friend of Bobby, and he's been a foe, too. You know, he's tried to stop a couple of my jobs. In one case, he did stop a job, and I was really angry. And then about 4 months later, we went into like a depression. And I saved a hell of a lot of money by the fact that you stopped it.
You're welcome.
So I never minded. I always said, thank you very much for stopping that big job I was going to do. But he's a fantastic guy. And Bobby, we're with you all the way. And your beautiful wife is right sitting in the front row. And she's always been right there with you. And, you know, it was very interesting. When Bobby came, I really wanted Bobby to join. And he was doing very well as a candidate, really well. He was being treated very unfairly by the other side, but he was doing so well that they treated you unfairly. They had no choice. I think they said, in order to qualify, Newt, you had to have 80% of the vote. Okay, do you remember that deal? You had to have 80% of the vote in order to qualify to run against Joe Biden. Yeah. And Bobby thought that was a little unfair, and that was about it. And he came on board, and we got very lucky, but you really helped, and I want to thank you very much, really. We're with you anyway. So, Bobby, if you'd say, give him your thoughts, please.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. And I do want to say something, because I get a lot of credit for steering this administration toward the MAHA movement. But I joined the campaign in August. I joined President Trump in August and became, you know, went from independent to his campaign. But it was in June. And he made a speech specifically on this issue. It was a MAHA speech before MAHA existed. And that I took note of that speech at the time and thought there's a potential here for a common ground. I want to thank you for your vision, for your courage, for standing up. You know, President Trump is a populist president. He's a president he's blamed for giving money to billionaires and all this stuff. We hear about that all the time. But he is on the side of the middle class, the working class, the poor in this country. People. And I've been following, I've met every president since my uncle was president. And I've never seen a president, Democrat or Republican, that is willing to stand up to industry when it's the right thing to do, and the willing to talk about really difficult issues and to hold his stand on those issues. I've never seen anything like it, and I'm very, very grateful to you. I've sat in, with industry again and again in a room with him and heard him say, we can't do that. We're going to do something different, deliver news that they didn't want to hear. Oh, I'm grateful to this. This is a milestone. There's never in American history has the federal government taken a position on public health like this. And because of President Trump's leadership, it's not just one cabinet secretary. It's the entire government that is behind this report. And I can say again, I talked a little bit about when I met Rachel Carson as a boy. My uncle tried to do this, but he was killed, and it never got done. And ever since then, we've been waiting for a president who would stand up and speak on behalf of healthy American people and say, there is no difference between good economic policy, good environmental policy, and good public health policy, and good industrial policy. We can have all of them, but we need a united cabinet, and we need to go forward as a single people. I want to thank you for that, President Trump. support is a call to action for common sense. We've relied too much on conflicted research, ignored common sense, or what some would call mother's intuition. It's common sense that ultra-processed, nutrient-poor food contributes to chronic disease. It's common sense that excessive screen time and isolation lead to anxiety and depression, especially in children. It's common sense that exercise and healthy food should come before prescriptions and surgery. It's common sense that not all calories are equal in nutritional value. It's common sense that over-medicating kids is dangerous. It's common sense that we can celebrate the innovations of modern life while also demanding fearless inquiry into ameliorating the negative effects of medication, agriculture, and environmental practices. It's common sense that research funded by corporations deserves more scrutiny than independent studies. I'm so proud of this cabinet, and particularly Secretary Rawlins and Administrator Zeldin, who, again, I'll say it a third time, work late nights, early into the morning to make this happen, and to all the leadership from the White House staff, beginning with Stephen Miller and Heidi Overton, Dr. Heidi Overton, with Vince Haley. Getting us to the goal line was we could not have done it without them. They helped us grapple with weighty issues and committed this administration to solving large, complex challenges like children's health. We're joined here by senators, advocates, governors who I have worked with, and CEOs who I know who are all ready to begin carrying out this mission. This is the beginning of a conversation, a national conversation that we are going to have with maturity, with nuance, for the first time in history, thanks to your leadership, President Trump. There is a reason that the MAHA mom sided with you, President Trump. It's because this administration has the bravery to tell the truth and solve problems through innovation and not nanny state regulation. President Trump, I'm honored to present to you the MAHA report, and work with this incredible cabinet that you have brought together to make our children healthy again.
President, Secretary, number of secretaries.
Three things. First, on behalf of an extremely grateful nation, and on behalf of a lot of extremely grateful MAHA moms who are out there, Secretary Kennedy and Mr. President, thank you. I see a MAHA mom and grandma and our amazing chief of staff right there, Susie Wiles. I see a MAHA mom and Caroline Levitt all across our cabinet. Sir, my oldest son, Luke, is here. Stand up, Luke. I am a MAHA mom of four. And this hits particularly close to home for every single one of us in this room. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you mentioned, sir, in your remarks that we are on track to sign multiples of SNAP waivers to get junk food and sugary drinks out of our food stamp system. And I am so proud. I'm so proud to announce that on Monday I was in Nebraska with Governor Pillen where we signed the first one. An hour ago I signed the second one for Governor Braun in Indiana. He may not even know that. I've got it right here, sir. I also signed the third one, Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, about an hour ago. With a half a dozen more coming down the line. And, sir, that has never happened before. Under Republican or Democrat administrations, we have never made that happen before. So I am so proud and so grateful for your leadership.
We have Governor Morrissey here, who is the first one to apply from West Virginia.
Sure sure you're at the top of the pile, sir. I apologize. Governor Sanders has been a leader. Governor Polis from Colorado. It has been remarkable how these governors have stood up. That's the second thing. The third and final thing, sir, is we all know that at the center of making America healthy again is making American agriculture great again. Without American agriculture at the center of this discussion, we have the most robust, the safest, the best agriculture system in the world. And in partnership with the amazing Secretary Kennedy and all of these incredible patriots sitting around this table, under the leadership of the extraordinary President Donald J. Trump, we will make America healthy again. And what an honor it is to be a part of that. Well, thank you, sir.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Policy, what is this? big policy man here.
So much has already been said, but in your remarks, Mr. President, you made clear...
This is Vince Haley, by the way.
In your remarks and in the... And in the report, it's very clear that there are no sacred cows when it comes to our children's health. We are showing the courage to turn over every stone to figure out, to investigate what is behind the chronic childhood disease crisis. And that's what this report represents, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you. Most have already spoken. That's very good. But the fake news wasn't here. What's going on? I mean, Oz, I want to thank you for your work. Would you have anything to say to the media?
Thank you, sir.
I think it's a moral failing if we don't address this, but it's definitely a financial failing as well. 50% of children are on Medicaid or on the CHIP program. It is an obligation we all have to address this reality. As you know, the cost of Medicaid has gone up 50% in 5 years.
Right.
I thank you very much for having the bravery to commission this report, and Secretary Kennedy, Secretary Rollins, Wieseld, and everybody else on this panel for being able to effect what has not been done since this law for Medicare and Medicaid was written in 1965. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Yas. Thank you. A man who's just so highly respected, Dr. Marty McCary. Would you say a couple of words, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. The United States is the best in the world when it comes to proton beam therapy, CAR-T, sophisticated operations. But when it comes to the health of the population, it's been a 50-year failure. And we have got to change course, and it's not until you have had the courage to let us take on these giant issues, as Vince Haley said, without any sacred cows, that we've been able to change. And I think this will transform our healthcare system from a reactionary system where doctors are playing whack-a-mole to a proactive system. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor. Respected man, Jay, please say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I said earlier already that it's shocking to me that what this report says, which is that our kids will live less long, less healthy, more unhappy lives than we will as parents. We can't have that. I'm so proud to be part of this moment because that doesn't have to be the future. We can change things by doing excellent gold standard science, understanding the root causes of all these problems, reversing it. And Mr. President, this is an enormously important moment because it's from this moment forward, we will reverse course so our kids will live longer than us, will live more healthy than us, and will be happier than we have been. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jay. Good job. I have to say we have the greatest farmers in the world, and we love our farmers, and we want to pay respect to our farmers, and we always will. And we won the farmers by a lot in the election, in every election, all three elections, and we won by a lot. And I will never forget that, and they are foremost in our thought. And representing, I think, the farmers better than just about anybody can do is Senator Roger Marshall. Could you say a couple of words, Roger, please?
Mr. President, we're not tired of winning yet. Congratulations. What a week you've had overseas, one win after another, one big beautiful bill across the House floor this morning. You're the best closer in the game, and this is one of the greatest days of my life, professionally speaking, as well. And I just want to acknowledge my Maha mom out here as well, that my wife, Lena, was a Maha nurse and a Maha mom and a Maha grandma. Now, Lena, will you please stand up as well, my wife? Mr. President, as you know, I spent 25 years delivering babies most every day. We saw a huge epidemic of diabetes, of pregnancy, and this has exploded in so many different directions now. We have an epidemic in mental health in our youth, obesity rates 20-30%, 20% of our children on a prescription drug, 60-70% of adults on a prescription drug. We can do better than this. And it does start with the farmer. It starts with soil health. And I just want you to know that our farmers are so committed to this as well. And so many of them are already doing great things. They're making the soil healthier. They're using less pesticides. They're doing all the right things. It's going to take a little bit more effort and time to get everybody with those practices. But the American farmer and rancher were the original environmentalists, the original conservationists. And they'll be right here working beside us. And we appreciate your support of them as well.
Thank you, Roger. So I think I'll close by just saying that something happened a week ago that was very, very important, profound, but very important in so many ways. For years, I noticed that other countries paid much less for drugs and pharmaceuticals than we did. But I don't mean 2% less or 10%, which would be good, but I don't mean 20 or 25 or 30%. I mean, sometimes we paid 10 times more, 12 times more, 13 times more than other countries where
people from our country would be seen going into Mexico and seen going into other countries, leaving on trips and bringing their drugs home because they'd get in London, they'd be able to buy a drug for one-tenth the price of what it cost in New York City. And I watched this, and I watched it during my term, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And it's a very complex system, but, you know, we're smart also, maybe much smarter than they are. And at some point, we had to figure out, and I heard it was the middleman. Nobody told me who the middleman was. Nobody knew who the middleman was. Nobody ever heard. All I heard is the middleman. I said, they've got to be the richest people in the world, whoever they are. We don't even know if there is a middleman. All I know is that the drugs were 10 times higher and sometimes more than that. And I really got into it over the last year, and I figured the whole system out. And for various and sundry reasons, the United States of America was being screwed, and we were being taken advantage of and being laughed at for years and years. And I said, it's not going to happen anymore. And I brought a great gentleman, the head of Eli Lilly, in, who's great. He really is. He's great. He's done a fantastic job. And others also of the companies. And I have it out with them. I had debates with them, actually. And pretty much it was a debate that was impossible to lose. You had to be a real bad debater to lose that debate because they couldn't justify it. They tried to say, well, you know, we pay for research and development, and the United States has agreed to pay for 100%. I said, why? Why are we paying? And by the way, that wasn't even the number, because it's still way too high if you took all the research and development. But you have other countries that are a lot more vicious than us in terms of their representatives. And they'd set a price for a drug, and they'd say, tell the United States to pay for the rest. We were subsidizing the whole world. And I said, we're not going to do that anymore. We've been a laughing stock for so many years. The last 4 years, we've been a laughing stock. I said it. We were a laughing stock, and now we're the most respected, and we're the hottest country in the world. We're going to remain that way. We're going to do that with drug costs, too. And so I said, I'm going to do something that's a very unpopular thing to do with a small number of people, mainly the people that own the drug companies and others. And I'm not even blaming them. They were able to get away with it. But it was really other nations that took advantage of us because the drug companies were under their thumb. And they would say, this is what I'm going to pay. And the European Union was right at the top of the list. Let me tell you, we're going to pay $20 for this and we're not going to pay any more. And America would pay $240 for the same thing that they're paying $20. They said, tell America to pay for the rest. So for years, they went along aimlessly, and they did it. And I started making changes, and I'll never forget the end of my first term, which was very successful. We had the best stock market ever. We had the best economy ever of any president. We went up 88% in the stock market, as an example, and I think 116% in one of the other indices. And we had we're doing well, but I never, this whole thing with the drug costs always bothered me. And I started really studying it, and it's very complicated stuff. And I said, you know what? We are paying so much more. And I demanded favored nations. We're the biggest buyer. We're the best buyer. We're the most solid buyer. We're the one that paid for all of the research and development. And I said, we're going to do something that's earth-shattering. So at the end of my first term, I was so proud, because it's the first time in 28 years that any president reduced drug prices during the course of 4 years. And you know what the number was? 0.25%. But it was down. 0.25%. Think of it. 0.25%. Very little. Essentially, they remained the same. But I wanted to get it down, and I was so proud. I thought I was the greatest guy in the world. I took it down. 0.25%, and I had news conferences. I was bragging. I'm the only one that did it 28 years. And then I said, that's not very much, because we were still paying so much more. And I decided I've got to break the system. And it's the most powerful lobby in the world, the drug company. Most powerful they are, the most powerful. And I'm not saying bad, good, I'm not saying anything, but they have tremendous power over the Senate, over the House, over the governors, over everybody. And they spend more money, billions and billions of dollars. And I said, I don't care. I have to do what's right. And I declared a favored nations, most favored nations, where the United States from now on is going to pay
the exact same price as the lowest price anywhere in the world. In other words, if you take... In other words, if you take the country that's paying, and let's say in the a certain part of, you know, there may be some country out there that pays a little bit less for very good reasons because of the fact, a thing called poverty or whatever. But we take the lowest country, say, European Union countries as a whole, that would be fine. Or take individual countries within the European Union, or take various countries that nobody's even heard about. We pay the lowest. And what that's going to mean, and I'd like to put somebody to police it, because it should start immediately. It shouldn't start in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. They'll say, yes, it kicks in. They always say kicks in, Marty. It kicks in, sir, in 4 years, you know, and then 4 years they get it changed. It should mean, so remember I told you I was happy with 0.25%. It could mean anywhere from 70% to 89% reduction in drugs and pharmaceuticals. That's a little different, right? And I've actually had some congressmen call me and they say, sir, look, can we talk about this? I said, no. They wanted to talk because, you know, it's tremendous power against them. And I understand that. And every one of them was covered. Senators were. I see Roger smiling, and Roger probably was too. But you know what? He wants to do the right thing, right? He wants to do the right thing. And we're doing the right thing. We're taking advantage of, and forget the drug company. We're taking advantage of by other countries that insisted with the drug companies that they were going to pay X dollars, and we're not paying any more, and you're not doing business here. And they were nasty about it. These people are almost sort of afraid of them. And we are going to now get a reduction in drug costs of up to 89% in some cases, but 50% would be a bad number. So think of that. 50% versus 0.25%. Think of that, 85, 89, 91, 72%. It's going to be massive numbers. It's going to be incredible for Medicaid, incredible for all forms of health care. Medicare is going to be, it's going to have a huge impact, so big that nobody can calculate it. I mean, this thing could drop by 25, 30%. The drugs are, is a very big part of it, right? So very big part. So it'll affect everything. It'll affect your whole life. The amount of money you're going to be saving is going to be incalculable. Nobody can believe I had the courage to do it. I don't think it's courage. I think it would have been courage not to do it. I tell you what, not to do it would have taken far more courage, because I was tired of it. And I was listening to these guys, and they are, you know, they make a lot of money every year, millions and millions of dollars a year. And I agree, because at the beginning, because of the complexity, you'd walk out of a room, you'd hear them talking, and, you know, they almost convince you that it's a great system, it's a wonderful system, even though we were paying 10 times more. That's why they make $30 million a year, because they were good, but not any longer. And one of them just threw up his hands after I was just pounding on him. He said, I can't do it anymore. It's the hardest thing I have to do, is trying to justify this damn thing. I can't do it anymore. One of the biggest companies, I just can't do it anymore. You're right. And as soon as he said that, that was like incredible, because I understood exactly. He couldn't do it. He said it's the hardest thing he had to do, is trying to justify why we're paying $200 for something and somebody else is paying $12. That is a neighboring country. Take Canada. I mean, people go up to Canada to shop because the prices are so much less, and it's not going to happen anymore. So we're going to take the lowest country anywhere in the world, and that's what we're going to be paying, and we'll be saving from 50 to 89%. And these are big, these are tremendous numbers. There's not going to be anything where we're paying 10 times more than somebody else. And one thing that is very important, and it's got to be implemented, it's done. I've done the order. It's done. But we have to get somebody that's got a lot of strength and a lot of power, because you have to implement it, because these countries are going to go down fighting. They don't want this to happen, because they're going to go up. Now, there are many more people involved in the world than there are here. So they'll go up a little bit, maybe 15, 20%, and we're going to go down 60, 70, or 80%. But they will fight the drug companies. The drug companies are very worried that they're going to fight, and that's okay if they fight. We'll just say, that's okay, we are not going to let you sell any more cars into the United States, or we're not going to let you sell any more wine or liquor or alcohol or something that's actually much, much more important to them than the drugs. And we're going to be able to force that issue if we need to. They should do it. We're basically equalizing. They should do it. And, you know, the drug companies should do just as well. This shouldn't be a hit on their stock. I don't think it will be. It's basically, it's going to be the same amount of money, but it's going to be redistributed. And it's going to be redistributed, so they're going to pay a little bit more, and we're going to pay a lot less. A little bit more because there's so many more. So, you know, it's a bigger number. And so, Bobby, I'd like to ask you and Dr. Oz and Marty, perhaps, and Jay, and maybe representing the world's politicians, I can ask Roger, who's so great with this whole subject, if you would be very, very tough and very, very very powerful in a sense. It's not easy. You know, you're going to have to get this done. The drug companies are going to say, well, they won't do it, and maybe they won't. And if they don't do it, we're going to not do business with that country or those countries. But we're going to have to be very tough until it's totally stabilized and equalized. And Oz, I mean, I see your eyes are gleaming because you've been talking about this for a long time, but you've never had anyone willing to do it. But I'm willing to do it. And I think it's going to go down as one of the most important things we've ever done, because drug costs are going down. Think of it. Then every year for 21 years, the costs have gone up. And now they're going down maybe by 89. I'm telling you, 89% in two instances, 89% cut. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. So I'd like to ask Oz in particular, because you and I know each other. He's a very tough hombre, this one. He's tough as hell. And so if you can lead the group, and it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to get in, and you're going to have to fight. If you do it, you can have, within a period of weeks, you can have drug costs that drop like a rock, okay? So you, as a group, I have great confidence. And if you don't do it, I am firing every single one. Good luck, guys.
Here, and take a quick break.
All right?
The president announcing the MAHA report. Secretary Brooke Rollins and Secretary Bobby Kennedy there as well. More to come on this, obviously. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And I got to see my buddy Matt Kelly yesterday, and his brother Chris, the owners of Emmons Roofing Siding, Emmons Construction, the great work they do. Their son Mason was there too. Matt's son Mason. Great people, great friends. And they are there for your home every step of the way. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, paramount. The craftsmanship of Emmons craftsmanship is everything. Kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling. Of course, that roof with a lifetime warranty and the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. And 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. All you got to do is reach out to Emmons. Go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, or emmonsroofing.com. Reach out to them today. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and they will be there for you every step of the way. How's that roof doing at the Jersey Shore? Huh? Got to make sure it's okay to stand up to the elements this summer. And Anderson Windows, the best, the doors, the siding. Your home is not only going to look more beautiful from the curb, but it's going to be able to withstand the elements all year round. So don't wait. Whether it's a new kitchen remodel, bathroom upgrade, Emmons has you covered. EmmonsRoofing.com, 10% off inflation relief discount. Tell them I sent you, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Busy day today, obviously, with this Maha report. We're going to break it down with an expert at 5 o'clock to give you some details about what's happening. We had a shooting in D.C. today. Two employees of the Israeli embassy were killed by a Palestinian whack job. And the brother lover, Representative Ilhan Omar, refusing to condemn it. We're going to get to that as well. But I want to play a flashback for you. This is 2024. Woke Howard Stern, the guy who's become a complete parody of himself, he had Joe Biden on, if you remember. After that debate, there was this attempt to try to save Joe Biden's candidacy, and it did not last long. It didn't work, obviously, because the cake was baked already. I mean, they wanted the guy out of the race. They knew he was going to lose, and so they had to get rid of him. And there was nothing that was going to help him. And certainly the time they introduced President Zelensky as President Putin didn't help him either, right after the debate. But one of the things he did was he went on Woke Howard Stern's show, and he proceeded to get handed a bunch of softball questions from Howard Stern, so pathetic, essentially confirming Biden's story, life story. And all Biden had to do was just sit there and nod his head and his comatose self and just go along with it. This is what I mean about the coordinated effort to try to protect this guy and save this guy at all levels of the so-called media, including a guy who used to claim that he was could never be bought. The guy who identified with the working men and women, a complete and utter sellout, a celebrity whore, who just does nothing than other than try to kiss up to these people and get into their fancy club, and they don't really want him there. But he's, inside, he's so broken, he just wants their approval. So he put on this act all these years, and then the truth comes out, because the truth always comes out in life. And that's just one of those golden rules. The truth will come out. You can only fake it for so long. And woke Howard Stern is the Howard Stern that he always was. And all the other stuff he did was just an act. And this proves it. Cut 21.
Not only were you a star football player, but you were a lifeguard. I mean, you really, and you were the only white guy who was lifeguarding in this black community, right? Yeah. I mean, you were the one guy.
I was.
Your family is pretty, again, this goes to my point about, the president is the father of our country. That's something we all say.
What?
And I think your family is so extraordinary. Because of the way they've conducted themselves and how they are with you, that I feel you have a lot to give to the presidency. These are my feelings. It's pretty amazing family. And I'm
proud of it.
I submit for your approval that when you have a loving family like that, you got a lot of, you got a lot to give because you get so much from them. You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month.
Stop it there. You get the point.
Knocking off a few ISIS leaders.
Justin.
Cutting the...
Okay, thank you. That's so pathetic. Beyond pathetic. I mean, obviously, just reading him his own life story, and then reading him his greatest hits, and then just sitting there, and then just acting like... And kissing up, and you're the father of the country and the grandfather of the country, and what a great family. I mean, Hunter Biden, and it's just so pathetic. It really is. It's sad, really, what Howard Stern has become. But, hey, you know, it's a lesson. It's a lesson. If you think about it, there are people out there in this world who are capable of selling you anything. You just got to be real careful. You know what I mean? And I just think there are certain times when you know deep down inside the person is just not who they say they are. And it's kind of the same thing with Bruce Springsteen, too, watching his demise. But anyway, let's play this clip for you. This is when Biden tried to save his presidency by going on with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. So if you remember, again, after the debate, they tried to do this. The Biden team tried to do a Hail Mary to try to save his campaign, but it was too late. The cake was already baked and he was done. But he goes on with the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. Of course, no relation to George Stephanopoulos, who worked for the Clintons, of course. And George Stephanopoulos, now he's doing the bidding of the Obamas, and he works to help take Joe Biden out by asking him about taking a cognitive test. And what you have to realize is that in this book that's come out now, along with the litany of books that have been written, they were worried about Joe Biden not being able to pass the cognitive test, which is why they did not give it to him. They didn't give it to him. So here is cut number 20. Take a listen.
I know your doctor said he consulted with a neurologist. I guess I'm asking a slightly different question. Have you had the specific cognitive tests, and have you had a neurologist, a specialist, do an examination?
No one said I had to. No one said they said I'm good.
Would you be willing to undergo an independent medical evaluation that included neurological and cognitive tests and release the results to the American people?
Look, I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test. Everything I do. You know, not only am I campaigning, but I'm running the world. And that's not how it sounds like hyperbole. But we are the essential nation in the world. Madeleine Albright was right.
And now we know. We know now. They did not want him to take a cognitive test because they did not believe he could pass it. Because he couldn't pass it because he was senile. That's the reality. Today, Peter Ducey asked Caroline Leavitt about all these people who were helping Biden in the White House and doing all these various different things for their own personal gain. It's a really good question. It's why we need an investigation into this. This is bigger than just hiding the president's health. This is a question of who had access to the auto pen. Who had access to the levers of power within the White House? Cut number 4.
And President Trump says that he basically thinks unelected Biden staffers concealed his decline so that they could use the levers of power for their own personal gain.
Well, look, that's not just the president thinking that, Peter. There's a new book out. I don't know if any of you have heard about it. Again, a little bit too late because the American people knew the truth on this from the very beginning. And there were reporters in this room, including some from your network, Peter, I'll give you a little bit of credit here, who have said that clearly Joe Biden's staffers were engaging in this cover-up. So this is common sense. This isn't the president making it up. These are facts that are now finally being revealed.
And Ducey even asked her if there's a way to know who went into the room with the auto pen. And that needs to be investigated thoroughly, because if Biden was senile, then was he aware that people were signing things? And then the people that went in the room to use the auto pen or who authorized the auto pen, did they have the approval of the president? We need to get those people under oath. We need to have them testify. And that needs to happen in a very, very, very dramatic way. Because what happened here is a political scandal and cover up that we cannot allow to stand. All right, big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. We're going to get some details on the Maha report, get some specifics for you. And we've got to hear about this shooting at this embassy in D.C. today, the attack on the Israeli embassy staff members. Plus, where's the future for the one big beautiful bill? Hey, it's picture time. It's that time of year now. We got graduations. We got weddings coming up. How's your smile? Time for you to go see my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike, and now we're almost to the end of May. Memorial Day is in a few days. Have you seen a dentist yet? If not, you have to. You're going to hear a lot about the gut microbiome in the next couple of days and weeks as we talk about Maha. Well, you know there's a direct correlation between your mouth health and your gut microbiome. So you got to go see a dentist for your overall health. Plus, if you are self-conscious because you need a dental implant or any other corrective smile work, Dr. Mike is the man. And for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years, he's been regarded as a master of dental implants and very complicated dental procedures by his peers. And other doctors send their patients to Dr. Mike Venaria. So all you got to do is just reach out to him. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and both right over the bridge. And believe me, worth the drive. You don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best. This is your smile we're talking about here, and you deserve a beautiful one. VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Reach out to him today, and you'll be very, very glad you did, because he's not only my friend and my dentist, he's also the master of dental implants, VenariaDental.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.